For WMRA News, I'm Kimberly Daggy. The Atlantic Coast Pipeline's possible expansion into South Carolina, VCU Health Center's mass casualty response plan, and the strength of the economic engine that is Northern Virginia. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, October 3rd. Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College, offering small classes, student clubs, sports, and financial aid while living close to family and friends. Registration for the fall semester is happening now at the Weirs Cave campus or at brcc.edu. Dominion Power says they've made no decision to expand the Atlantic Coast Pipeline into South Carolina. Last week, the Associated Press obtained a recording of a Dominion executive telling people at an energy conference that everyone knows the pipeline won't stop in North Carolina. A spokesperson for Dominion says the executive was answering a question about the possibility of future expansion. Mallory Nopane takes a look at what such an expansion could mean for Virginia.
Construction on the initial pipeline hasn't started yet. Dominion is still waiting for final approval from regulators to run natural gas from West Virginia through Virginia and end in North Carolina. Most of the gas has already been spoken for by power companies Dominion and Duke, but expanding into South Carolina might suggest the two companies are afraid there isn't enough demand for the energy in Virginia and North Carolina alone.
Dominion and Duke have realized they need far fewer new gas-fired power plants than they expected when the pipeline was announced in 2014. So they're looking for additional customers.
Hadwin is a former utility executive who's spoken against the pipeline. Hadwin says if the pipeline were to expand, more compressor stations would be needed.
Either in southern North Carolina or northern South Carolina, and perhaps another where the pipeline first comes into Virginia to add some more capacity in Bath County, perhaps.
Pipeline opponents say the leaked comments show Dominion hasn't been honest with the public. Dominion insists its focus is on completing the current project. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.
Virginia Commonwealth University's Health Director of Emergency Management says VCU Health Center and 16 other regional hospitals have a mass casualty response plan in place to help with any emergency like that which happened in Las Vegas. Charles Fishburne reports.
Director Robin Mankey says they work closely with the Old Dominion EMS agencies to get victims to the right hospitals for the right treatment at the right time.
We would be able to respond to weather, any kind of cyber terrorism, any kind of transportation events, any kind of active shooters or earthquakes or any disaster that would occur.
She says with 17 hospitals and EMS units working together, the most serious cases would get priority and get transported where they most needed to go. She says the plan has been in place for about 12 years and is reviewed on a monthly basis by participating hospitals. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Northern Virginia is often called the economic engine of the Commonwealth. But how strong is the economy there and in other parts of the state? Virginia's two U.S. senators offered some thoughts about that, and Michael Pope was there.
In a packed hotel ballroom of Northern Virginia business leaders, Tim Kaine and Mark Warner made a rare joint appearance to talk about the state of the economy in Virginia. When asked about the prospect that Amazon might choose Virginia as the location for its second headquarters, Kaine said it was important for Virginia to put its best foot forward.
That means if a bunch of communities in Virginia are all competing with one another, instead of the governor and some others like cracking some heads and deciding this is our absolute best case, we need to put it all into our best case, I can see that as hurting us.
In other words, Governor Terry McAuliffe and business leaders should choose one region, Northern Virginia, Hampton Roads, or Richmond, and advocate for that location instead of trying to be a cheerleader for all three simultaneously. When asked about the health care debate, Senator Mark Warner announced a change of position on drug prices, acknowledging that the move would attract some dirty looks from business leaders in the room.
It's no longer right or fair for Americans to pay for the R&D cost for all of the drugs for the whole world.
Both senators agreed that Republican President Donald Trump should work across party lines with Democrats if he wants to get tax reform and infrastructure improvements that will help all Americans. Reporting from Falls Church, I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Kimberly Daggy. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.